Well, we've known for a while that North Dakota is looking for a football coach. University of North Dakota looking for a coach, and they've had at least 72 applicants for the position.
Yeah, some, including Todd Hoffner, Bubba Schweigert.
Ed Meyercord.
Ed Meyercord. We've heard that Kayla DeBoer's name has been there.
There's another one that has, I think, received more attention than the others. It is amazing what has happened. Chris McComas joins us on the KWSN fan line. Chris, welcome to Sioux Falls.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're an IT guy in Marshall, West Virginia, right?
Correct. In Huntington, West Virginia for Marshall University.
Uh-huh.
I work in the IT department.
Uh-huh. And you've applied for the UND coaching job, correct?
Correct.
And it's amazing how this has taken off, Chris. What are your qualifications for applying for the job?
As I pointed out in a PowerPoint that I emailed UND Athletic Director Brian Faison, I have over two decades of experience playing football video games and being really unbeatable in those games and running high power offenses, scoring a bunch of points, winning a bunch of games, throwing up yards and points like it's a piece of cake. So I outlined that to him. Also told him my plan to win at UND, which is to recruit great players, win a bunch of games, recruit even more great players, and win even more games. So kind of laid it all out for him in a PowerPoint that I sent to the university to officially apply for the position.
You know, when you first applied, did you have any idea, Chris, that this thing would get this kind of attention?
Not at all. I applied last Thursday. I sent the initial email and sent it to UND, and then I included some of my friends that work at various athletic departments around the country and kind of expected them to get a pretty good kick out of it and hope the people up at UND would get a chuckle, and that would be the end of it. I had no idea what to expect, and I had no idea that the last 72 hours would be what they've been.
What has it been like for you, I mean, in terms of the attention that you've gotten? I've seen that people have spawned their own T-shirts off of this and websites. And I mean, what has been the most surprising part of maybe the last 72 hours for you?
The fact that it's gone so national. Like, I've heard from various people I know. My cousin in Atlanta heard of people talking about it. A friend of mine in Philadelphia had somebody bring something up in a business meeting yesterday that they should use Chuck the Pigskin as their quarter one marketing slogan. And it's so-and-so out here heard it, and to me, that's just amazing. I've heard from national media types, but just hearing from random people across the country that are talking about it, it's pretty funny to me.
All right, what video game are you hot in? Which video game are you basing your expertise in?
College football. It's something I started off with Madden and Sega. There weren't many college football games there. The Bill Walsh one came out in the mid-90s, but ever since EA Sports really devoted a lot of time to theirs. That's what I played for the past 10 years, but I guess next year I'll have to switch back to Madden since they're discontinuing an NCAA game. I'll have to just take the Chuck the Pigskin offense to Madden next year.
Did you ever try the Joe Montana Sega Genesis game?
I did, and I spoke with somebody else earlier. There was one, I think it was only released 1 year. It was called College Football's National Championship, and Colorado was really good that year. They had Cordell Stewart and Michael Johnson and Michael Westbrook, and it was just an unstoppable passing offense in that game. It was like 93-94 that I used to play on Sega all the time.
You know, I'm pretty good. I was pretty good at Tecmo Bowl. I won the Super Bowl there a lot. Maybe you and I should have some sort of a championship between the two.
Let's do it.
You play Tecmo Bowl?
I played it. Used the Bo Jackson with the Raiders was just a great team to use, and I'm a Lions fan. I know you guys have been a sort of Viking country, but being a Lions fan, it was with Rodney Pete and Barry Sanders. It was a pretty good offense as well.
All right, tell the administration at UND what your football philosophy is to become the new head football coach up in Grand Forks.
We're going to be an aggressive. My offense is Chuck the Pigskin. We're going to throw the ball as much as possible. I actually asked the athletic director in the email how many times he thought I could throw the ball a game, and told him challenge accepted. No matter what he says, we'll go out and throw the ball. We're not going to kick. We're not going to punt. We're going to onside kick. We'll go for two when we score. We're going to go out and attack the opposing defense and try to put up as many points as possible.
Have you heard from UND about this, Chris? I mean, have they given you any sort of indication that they've received your application, any feedback from them?
I've not had a phone call or email, but I do know their official Twitter account has started using Chuck the Pigskin as their hashtag now. they had a receiver named FCS All-American last night, and they tweeted out the news release about that and used Chuck the Pigskin as the hashtag on that tweet. So they're aware of it. I just haven't heard officially from them.
We're talking with Christopher McComas. He is Chuck the Pigskin. He is one of the applicants to for the UND football
trending,
job.
Trending worldwide on Twitter on Wednesday night. It was amazing to see when I first started following the hashtag, and I found out about it because we do cover the UND coaching search here, to see how your Twitter handle and all the followers that you have gained over the past, maybe you said 48 to 72 hours, the way that your profile has grown has been pretty mind-boggling, at least watching it from the outside, Chris.
Oh, without a doubt. I think right before the Grand Forks Herald released their story and ended up on Reddit, I had about 150 Twitter followers, mostly friends, family, and I'm pushing 2,000 now here in just a couple of days, and it just keeps going up. I'm averaging 20 to 40 new ones an hour still. It's just out of control. I stopped at a local shop on my way home today and was walking out of the building, and some random guy's like, "Hey, you're the Chuck the Pigskin guy." So totally out of control, but it's been a fun, exciting ride. I'm loving it. My friends are loving it. My family's just eating it up like crazy.
Oh, I bet. So for those that don't know your Twitter handle, we do know that the hashtag is Chuck the Pigskin. For those that want to follow you and become a part of this ride, and again, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I'm extremely impressed, and I think what you're doing is fantastic. For those that want to follow you that don't know, what is your Twitter handle?
It is Chris, C-H-R-I-S-M, it's in Michael, M-C-C-O-M-A-S. Or right now I went ahead and registered chuckthepigskin.com when it took off, and if you go to that, it'll take you to my Twitter page for right now so people can find it that way.
By the way, do you know that the rival of University of North Dakota, North Dakota State University, they're looking for a football coach too?
I did it. I saw Craig Bowl went out to Wyoming, so I've had a lot of people, NDSU fans, tweet me now that job's open, asking me to switch over and send my resume into there, and it's been kind of a funny thing. And I've heard people asking why UND's taking so long, that if they don't hurry up, once Max Brown resigns at Texas like he's supposed to, that Texas is going to snap me up now that my resume's out there in the public. So it's been pretty interesting.
You know, I'm a graduate of North Dakota State, Chris, so if you want to coach my alma mater, I've got some friends in the athletic department. I will do whatever I can to put a word in for you up in Fargo.
Uh-oh.
I mean, if we have to out-negotiate UND for Chuck the Pigskin, you're damn right, I'll do it.
We'll do it. I'm open to whatever the best offer is. Let's talk. But we'll go Chuck the Pigskin somewhere. We'll throw the ball around. We'll have fun. We'll sell a lot of tickets, have a lot of excitement. I'm always a big fan of that type of offense. I think you can win at that level. I think college coaches are slowly coming around to the more aggressive style, go for two, onside kick stuff. Art Briles is doing a little bit at Baylor. But there's a lot of high school coaches across the country that are really winning a lot of games doing this stuff, and it's going to slowly creep more and more into college football, and I can't wait for that.
You know, I do know that you do have some experience, so with college football, with the Marshall Thundering Herd, you were an equipment manager for them, and from my understanding, you got a chance to work with a couple of pretty good NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, I was there, Marshall, from 99 to 2004, so I was there for Chad Pennington's senior year where we went undefeated and finished 10th in the nation, and I was there for Byron Leftwich's whole career, and both of those guys went on to be NFL starting quarterbacks, first-round draft picks, so that's the type of football I got to sit and watch every Saturday, home or away. I got to watch those guys practice and watch them pair and watch them play, and it was a pretty fun time.
So you're playing video games this weekend?
I'm going to try. We'll see. I've got so many obligations and tweets. I haven't had any time for myself, so I might just go downstairs in my man cave and fire up the PlayStation 3 and play a little bit.
Weirdest interview that you've been asked to be on so far besides this one across the country?
I would say Good Morning America. And the only reason that has nothing to do with sports. Like, everything else has been kind of sports related. And I got a call from Good Morning America wanting to talk about that, and it just completely out of the blue surprised me.
Chris, we wish you the best. I don't think this is the last we're going to hear from you. I think it's been a marketing, very interesting marketing idea, and I think you got a lot of folks behind you. We wish you the best down the road, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys very much.
Take care.
Chris. You too.
Christopher McComas. He's an IT guy.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's not going to have to work in IT that much longer. I mean,
University of Marshall.
He's absolutely brilliant. I mean, this is fantastic.